Don McLean, welcome to the Mix Morning Show. Thank you so much for doing this interview.
Well, it's really glad to be here. I know Youngstown is a place that's gone through a lot of struggle and still a great city. All our cities are great in America.
Well,
and it's great to be here.
Well, thank you so much. So, hey, what did you do during the pandemic? I mean, were you stuck in a home like all of us? Are you writing new music?
Oh, yeah.
What have you been doing?
I just obeyed the law. There was a time here I was in the desert here in California. I have property in the state of Maine and also in California. But when the pandemic hit, I was really happy to be here. I had gorgeous weather all
nice.
Year long, a swimming pool and a great girlfriend, and we had dinner and we went out to get a
Whoa.
Ball. I put on about 20 pounds and started drinking a lot, but I had a blast. It was a big party, you know. And then I started writing new music, and I made an album called American Boys, which is going to be out this year.
Awesome.
And actually, yeah, Universal is going to put out a box. That's what they're saying now. I mean, we'll see it when I believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying that they're going to put out a box set of the six albums that I made for United Artists. Tapestry, American Pie, Don McLean, Homeless Brother, all these records, plus my new album, American Boys, in a box set. So that'll be the first thing they'll do, and then that album will be available for streaming probably next year.
Oh, that's a boy, you are busy. And it's a big year for American Pie. 50th
yeah.
anniversary, it was number one on the Billboard charts. That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, you know, then all this weird stuff's been happening right at this moment. Because the a cappella group Home Free recorded the entire song, and I participated in the video and in the recording, and the video became the number one country video for 8 weeks.
Wow!
And then Taylor Swift finally had a song that was number one that was longer than American Pie,
right?
And that caused another ton of publicity, and she was so gracious as to send me flowers and a lovely note. And she's such a classy lady, and I'm so happy we have her, because there are a lot of other artists down there who are always looking for the lowest possible way to perform. And she's looking for the higher way. So I really am very happy about that.
Well,
so that was another bunch of publicity to talk about the album and the single.
Wow. Well, and again, this song takes the breath away of a newer generation. It always has, and we still go back to that song when it comes on. Man, I thank you for this interview. I wish I had much more time with you, because I have a feeling I'd learn so much more about the song and your career. But, hey, good luck on the tour this year. I think it's great, your 50th
thank
anniversary
you.
Tour.
Well, I'm all stoked, baby. I'm stoked. I'm ready to go.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to it. The closest you're going to be to Youngstown, though, I guess, is Grand Rapids, but we'll try to make a trip up there. Thank you, Don. Have a great trip and a great tour.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.